This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is technology and teacher professional development. In this podcast, you will learn how to define professional development, explain how technology has changed teacher professional development, and identify technology-based teacher development activities. What is professional development? Professional development is the term used to describe the kinds of lifelong learning that teachers engage in. The world around us is always changing, and so should teachers' practices. It's not as if teachers graduate from college knowing everything there is to know about teaching, and their learning needs and interests will change with time. The things that concern teachers during their first few years in the classroom, like classroom management and time management, may not be as heavy of a professional development focus for teachers in later years. How has technology changed teacher professional development? First, let's take a look at traditional teacher professional development. Teachers would attend in-service days or conferences during which they would learn new skills, or they might attend a class at a local university. These learning experiences were not necessarily scheduled for times when teachers needed them most, but instead set at times when groups could meet. In-service days, conferences, and classes are still professional development options, but today technology offers new ways of conducting teacher professional development. Technology has enabled more just-in-time and as-needed or as-interested learning opportunities for teachers. It also has helped develop distributed communities of teachers comprised of geographically diverse people who would not otherwise meet. What types of teacher development activities are facilitated online? Teachers can take advantage of the way in which technology brings both peers and experts directly to their desktop and on their own time frame. Four technologies that might be used to enhance professional development include blogs, webinars, Digo, and Twitter. Many teachers blog, and on their blogs they share stories and tips related to their teaching practice. These blogs can be useful to other teachers in two ways. First, and most obviously, teachers can get lesson or classroom management ideas from learning what other teachers have done. Second, teachers who blog make the teacher experience more visible for others. New teachers may benefit from reading about the lives of other teachers on blogs, and thus better know what is considered normal within the teaching profession. Webinars are web-based seminars. All sorts of companies make webinars, and many are available for free. Often, the free webinars focus on ways of using the company's software or hardware, and some professional organizations offer them for free or for a small fee. One example is the ISTE webinar series. That's the International Society for Technology and Education. Teachers can get great ideas for ways to use technology or keep their professional life organized from those. You'll find them at iste.org. Digo, that's Digo.com, is a social bookmarking tool. Teachers can form Digo groups and share and tag interesting web-based resources. They also can comment or leave stickies on web pages for other teachers to find. And finally, there's Twitter. Twitter can be used in two ways. First, following other educators and education-related news sources on Twitter is a low-commitment way of finding about new things in education. It's there on an as-needed or as-interested basis. Second, Twitter can be used for asking questions to one's network, such as looking for free web-based tool recommendations and getting fast replies. The bigger the network, the more likely the chance of getting a question answered effectively. It's a much easier and less intrusive way to reach a wide audience than email. In closing, these are just a few of the technologies that can be used to enhance teacher professional development, and new ones are popping up every day. Technology promises to continue to be an important part of teacher professional development in the future.